the world is getting brighter, which is not necessarily a good thing. Scientists say artificial light from cities and other human settlements across the world may have a negative impact on humans and animals. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports that researchers are now able to measure exactly how much brighter the globe gets each year.
Light pollution can keep people from seeing the stars. It might affect wildlife, like migrating birds. And Christopher Kaiba says it just keeps increasing.
My mom, for example, grew up on a farm in Saskatchewan in a time before they had electrification. So she grew up with an amazing starry sky, and now she lives within one lifetime under a very light polluted sky.
Kaiba studies nighttime light at the German Research Center for Geosciences. He and some colleagues knew that a satellite launched in 2011 had a new instrument, one that gives scientists a more reliable way to measure how much brighter the world is getting. The research team looked at 5 years of data.
And we saw an increase of an average of about 2.2% per year, which is pretty close to 10% over the study period. That's globally.
The night glow only decreased in war-torn countries like Syria, according to a report in the journal Science Advances, and the light increased the most quickly in developing countries.
So a lot of places in South America, Africa, and Asia are brightening really, really rapidly, up to 10% or more per year, even in some cases.
The United States didn't show much change, but Kaiba says lots of places in this country are switching to LEDs for light, and this satellite cannot detect all the kinds of light that LEDs put out.
And that means that actually the United States is almost certainly getting brighter in terms of how people see the world with their human eyes.
Kaiba says what he'd like to see is more well-designed lighting that lets people on the ground feel comfortable and safe without needlessly lighting up the night sky. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.